To our fourth story now, Israel's foreign minister has lashed out at the EU foreign policy chief after she expressed concern over Tel Aviv's plan to expand settlements in the occupied West Bank. Avigdor Lieberman said Catherine Ashton's criticism of the planned settlements shows the EU does not understand what the, quote, real problems in the world are. Lieberman further said the world's real problems are the crisis in Ukraine and the conflict in Syria. Israel has on numerous occasions defied international calls for it to end settlement expansions on the occupied Palestinian land. The Israeli settlements are illegal under international law. They've drawn frequent criticism from Tel Aviv's Western allies, including the EU member states. Let's go to Irvine and talk to Richard Herman with Orange County Friends of Palestine. Welcome, sir. Mr. Herman, it seems that in the opinion of Mr. Lieberman, the issue of settlements, which is illegal under international law, is not one of the major problems of the world. Then what is?
Yes, well, that's a standard procedure for Jewish Zionists. They feel that the crimes that they're committing are of no import. And if you call them on it, then they will ignore the issue and immediately talk about something else. That's what Lieberman did in this case. You know, the EU foreign affairs chief was calling him to account on the settlements, and he ignores that point and immediately goes to Syria and Ukraine. This is typical Jewish Zionist arrogance and chutzpah.
And how much hope can the Palestinians have in the so-called peace process and the so-called peace talks?
How much what can they have?
How much hope can they have?
Oh, my... I'm sorry to say I'm pretty much a realist on this. I don't think they can have any hope. It is not going anywhere. The only way that their problem can be solved is if an international body such as the UN comes in and uses military force to force Israel to evacuate and come to terms. And this is not going to happen, I don't know.
And of course, that's the main question. Will Israel come to terms?
No, not unless they're forced to, by military force.
And can force make them to come to terms?
Yes. If an army is put on the Green Line and seal it, and Jews are all removed from the West Bank, and aid given to the Palestinians, they can resume a semi-normal life.
All right, Richard Herman with the Orange County Friends of Palestine from Irvine. Thanks for your time there, sir.